From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Now that California has released applications for cannabis dispensaries, retailers are scrambling to get their ducks in a row so they can open their doors come January. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich reports.
The Bureau of Cannabis Control took a long-awaited step Friday by releasing applications for retailers, distributors, testing labs, and micro-businesses who want to jump into the new state-sanctioned marketplace in the new year. Kimberly Cargile is executive director of a Therapeutic Alternative, a medical cannabis dispensary in Sacramento.
We've been advocating and working on regulations for a very long time, so it's nice that it's finally here. However, we're still in the stressful thing. The relief won't come until we have our license.
The dispensary will apply for two state licenses, one medical, one recreational. The store has been operating in Sacramento legally for years, but will need to renew its permit. The price tag for those three licenses? About $170,000. And this is the least complicated step. Cargile's got a serious to-do list to come into compliance.
Hiring a new security company, a new point-of-sale system, making our building handicap accessible. You know, there's some really, you know, high-dollar costs that are involved in the next 30 days.
Hiring a new security company is not as straightforward as it sounds. Over the past 5 years, Cargile's crossed paths with dozens of businesses that simply don't want a medical marijuana dispensary as a client. Cargile's currently scrambling to find a new bank after her previous one said the dispensary was too high risk. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news, and you can follow us on Twitter @KRCB News. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.